intellectual resonance with your presence. Today we have invited the province of the state and another case. This is a follow-up from the meeting that we had with the province where we were discussing the different plans of provinces. And we had three that did not attend, and the mission took 8 decisions that we should make ADA available to invite them back to come and have a discussion with them. So today we decided that we invite two, Frisgate and Northern Cape, and Frisgate is coming this year with its metropolitan municipality, Mangaung. So we have an outstanding one province called Eastern Cape, which will be in direct with them. The tema can you maybe do the special of the tema, can you do it quietly without disturbing me as the chair of this province? When there is Eastern Cape, which is an outstanding province, when it comes, it will come with two metros. Buffalo City and Nelson Mandela, we decided not to invite them in this meeting because we want to believe that that meeting will take longer. So we didn't want to put them with the state and Northern Cape. So today we are doing two processes. So we get the presentation, obviously, from the way we did last time. We're going to get the presentation from the department and then allow provinces to air on whatever they think has been left, and then have a discussion on questions of clarity. It's a meeting that is not confrontational on a official, so that's the level. We just want to have an understanding of the plans that we have left. It's nothing to want to die about. You're not going to die. That may come later, not now. For now, we are just about the day. That might come later. It's that kind of a direction. So I want to start with another thing here. Mr. Chen, is another KPM.
I'm informed that they're in the parking.
What parking? The meeting is in the whole assembly, not in the bathroom.
They're in a parking and on the way to the
bathroom. They want us to go to the bathroom, so we meet them there.
They're on their way to the venue, I said,
But in the meantime, they're less likely to stay, so that we don't work down. Because I want them to start with not the case, because they don't have a metro, and then come to the gate. Let's start them with the state, and we'll then do not the case when they are here. Is that happening to the house? Okay, thank you very much. Can we then do you're going to do the presentation of the province, and then once Free State is doing that, then you will just give us the introduction of the officials of who's here, and then do the presentation also on the Mangaung Metro. But do the introduction first, maybe. That we get used to these cases. That's the chance.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Ulya Chang. I'm the Chief Operations Officer in Spagna. If my colleagues are here, just concerned.
Good morning, sir. My name is Tim Mohsen, Chosi Fritzen.
Morning, Chair. My name is Tariso Magife. I'm the Chief Engineer for the Department of Human Services.
Morning, Chair, members of the committee. My name is Neville Cheney, Deputy Director General for Strategy and Planning in the National Department.
Honorable members, am spune de mărbură, am de spune că s-am gândit.
Morning Chair, honourable members and everyone present. John Matapu, I'm from Manaou, Head of Strategy Project. Thank you.
Good morning Chair and honourable members. My name is Christina Sito, I'm the Chief Director of the Mission of the Strategy.
Morning Chair, committee members. My name is Jennifer Rose from the Mission Department of Human Development from the Planning Unit.
One chair members, my name is Nyame Kombe from the Human Development Department, elected info.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Swazi Taitai from Human Development Ministry.
Thank you very much. You want
good morning, everybody.
Honorable members, my name is Ukani Olubia. I'm a former civil studies committee by Zanga. Thank you.
Now, what are you?
Unfortunately, I don't know what I can tell.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. My name is Chris, and I'm from Sydney.
Morning, Chair. Morning, members. My name is Megan, and I'm from CMG.
Good morning, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
This is the Department of Human Settlement from Free State presentation on the business plan. I introduce myself. I'm Taliso. As you can see, by El Mohesi, that's the HOD, but I'm talking on his behalf. Basically, the form of the presentation is going to take its start of the introduction, which I think we've gotten out of the way already. And we'll talk about the business plan summary, which is now the revised business plan after the Council of Nations, as Nebo alluded to. We further want to present the budget allocation in the district, that is in the district, in the Free State. And we will try and highlight some of our multi-year projects. That's not necessarily all of the projects, but these we deem many more important as they are multi-year and bigger in scale. And then we've got some level of detailing of our township establishment projects, which obviously then feed into the whole value change, which is a project at the end of the day. So that's basically the form the presentation is going to take. Proceeding, Chairperson, we've got a summary of the business plan there in terms of our financial intervention, incremental housing programs, which is number two, and then we've got social and rental housing, and finally we've got five, which is provincial specific programs. The figures, as you can see in financial interventions, we've got the 7 units, which is planned number of units in the current year, the 2015-2016, and this is flipped for those units, or housing finance with individual subsidies, and this is what we're planning to do in Sasolberg. This is mainly for Sasol mining workers. And then we've got 900 that's appearing under there, that's EEDPS for 1994 actual dates. And that would then make our financial intervention of our program number one done. And if you look further down in the incremental housing programs chair, under 2.2B, which is the integrated residential development program, phase one, that's planning and tenancy for informal settlements, we've got a total of 3,686. And then in terms of top structure, which is phase four of the IRP, we've got the 591 units planned. And then we've got 18 units for emergent housing and Christian under 2.6. So that means a total of 3,686 for sites and 3,609 for top structure, which is units. And then going further down, I'm going to quickly try and analyze it for everybody to try and see that chair, if you can excuse me. I hope this is going to make it a bit more clearer. So when we go to the second sub-program there, or maybe the third in sequence, social and rental housing. Under institutional subsidies, we've got 254 units. And then under CRU, which is home units, residential units, we've got 100 units with the corresponding money on the total amount annual budget column at the far right. And then we've got provincial specific programs, which is 849 units planned on it, which talks to about 1.7 million or so on the far end. And then, as I said, any other totals come to number of beds, 1,386, and then total number of substructure, 4,849, and 900 other, which I said talks to EEBS, which also is having for the 394 units. So moving off from there, in terms of the sort of the high-tech presentation of how the budget for program or sub-program number one, financial interventions, and two, and three, and six, as it sits there on the presentation mentioned, we've got a summary table there. It's just basically summarizing what I said earlier. And you can see in terms of allocations, we've got 6%, that's for financial interventions. Number two, which is incremental housing programs, we've got 67%. And social and rental housing, one that 15% for the specific programs, 12%, that adds to a total of 100%, which talks to 1 billion and 57, or 1.057 billion. In terms of, as I said in the introduction, we'll talk about what this credit is like in the provinces. You'll see we've got 297 million in Mangaung, which we'll talk to some of the colleagues that the city will be talking about as soon as we finish. And then in Harit, which is where we don't have a lot of activity, we've got 7%, simply because the district is sparsely populated. And then we've got Telmofutanyang, which is 26% or 27 million, and Majole Buswa, which also includes mining plants 234, which amounts to 22%. As I said, we will show some of the projects that are bigger projects, multi-year projects, that we currently have included in the business plan. In the Mangaung Metro, we've got Khotso or Kele Motabi, which the table talks to the council establishment has is in process. General plan has been approved. Currently, we have a contractor that's been establishing on the site. This talks to a total of about 7,500 sites, and in value, it's about 1.2 billion. So the project has started, as we say, currently. And then we've got another one of the big ones in Deniso, the friend also. Moinclan, council establishment is also in the process, but about to be completed. We've got the general plan approved, and also similar to Caleb Savi, there's a contractor that's established on the file. We will do the top structure part of it in the 2016-2017 year, but what we are doing with, as I said, the contractor is establishing the bank is as we stop services. And then further, we've got a project, also one of our multi-year projects. It started with services last year, Kandanani in Dauko, the Machabe local municipality. Installation of services is complete, but top structure is still ongoing, scheduled for completion later this year, or this financial year. And then we've got Fitzberg in Omitele, in the Sesotho municipality, installation of services has been complete. We currently busy with top structure, and we are 50% complete of the top structure. And then I think finally on the big project, we also have Vessels Run, which is 8,000 sites. We've got council establishment project completed, and then installation of services, the contractor is also busy establishing on the vines, and we hope that this particular financial year we will produce half of the vines, which is 500. Of 5,000 units, and then we will be able to start top structure in the 2016-2017 financial year. I'm not sure if Chair is going to probably want us to go in there. I've got a website that contains a detail of all of the projects. I'm told that it's been handed out. We've lost the picture there, I'm just going to bring up the list of the projects that we have included in the business plan, which is that list that you can see over there on the Excel sheet. I'm just quickly going to run through it really because it's a lot of projects. But you'll see we've got a whole combination. I have to say 4 units. We've got GRUs and we. I'll try and blow it out a little bit more and leave the names on the one side. Alright. So I'm just trying to sort out this picture here so that it's a bit bigger. And so that you can also see it, but I think I've made it a bit too big. Maybe the size will be able to see what is going on. But on that list that I'm showing, I'm quickly scrolling through it. We've got phase 4 IRBT project, top structure, as you can see there. We've got a total of 128 project planning on the site, or on the site, alongside our PRUs, which for example one of them is the Sandela or Sandela Study project. And then we have a whole lot of IRBC Phase 4 projects. This is the CRU that I'm talking about. We've got plans that are willing to spend on it. And then the project that I mentioned there, the Andanani, IRBC 1424-5. And then just a note here, we've got a big hostel project in Balcombe called the Hostel, under the CRU program, which we are currently starting. There's efforts already going on it. And then there's two in Mangaung, which is Dark and Dover City, open bottom signs. And we've got also another township establishment project, some of which are going to appear on this presentation. But this is just the list of what we have. I'll let this discussion continue, Chair. As I said, we've got township establishment project, which also just going to try and make it bigger. Okay, we've got the sheet on the screen. Okay, I'm sure this should be, we should be able to see this one. We've got different municipalities, Jalapenikikade, Maldiapo, Fumpumela, Fumia, and Kopanala, with the number of elders that are expected to come out of it. We've got a column here on the status in terms of where the application is. You will see we've got sort of different scenarios there. Some of the applications have been submitted to councils, or some have been submitted to Player General, and in, for example, Kavin in Paul, 750 have been expected. We've got an EIA in process there, and so forth. I'm sure that you can make available. And that is basically the plan for the fifth day, Chair. I think I'll talk to them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I don't know if there's any points the HOD or CEO wants to, but what we thought was we'd give the committee, given the fact that we've tried to the Free State, an overall picture of what the Free State is doing, particularly in relation to the numbers and the work that is being done, Chair. I'm sure the HOD.
Just a presentation for the Free State. We were requested by the National Department to revise our target and also to scale down on certain issues. I think you are probably aware of the issue of ratification, which was a sore point between ourselves and the National Parliament. However, we have indicated that rectification that we are doing currently is not rectification of poor ownership by 1994 contractors. We do have an example of those, but they are at a very small scale. That's a rectification problem. But most of the rectifications that we are dealing with are pre-1994. And indeed, we account that as units. If the committee is interested in just looking the features in terms of what we can certification, what is that we are dealing with. But this is an issue that we think we will take further with the National Department. We can demonstrate what our certification is very different from really what we. So if the committee will want to. Just to understand, we can present that in terms of what ratification and what we are facing in the field. Now, this is particular in our room, and it's the pre-1994. In fact, the houses are as old as the AMC itself, because it's they are in good shadow, and people are still living in there. They don't even, some of those people who live there don't even own those houses. As you can their education. Because and this is so far the rural houses, and one of them, as you can see, has fallen off. The rural houses that were joined together. So those are the type of education that issues that we are dealing with in the Sindhapur. And when we fix that, we count them as unique, which is something I think will take further the national expansion. However, we have complied with the request to change, the request for the change of the target and what to do and progress. And this is something that will take further. This is the national expansion.
Thank you very much, Fred Bates, for that presentation and report. From the committee, I thought we should take the Mangaung report as well, and then we can discuss them for the sector, if the committee members are interested. Thank you very much. So can we take the Mangaung report? Yes,
I think it might help to develop a quick page report before we get to my own. Because I think there's quite something there that I would like to interrogate. Unless it's the feeling of the members that we go to my own. Because here we are dealing with one, we are dealing with the FTG, but then on the other side, we're dealing with the entire project.
Thank you, and that's the feeling of the house that we take. Because the part of the state, and then we discuss them as well. That's what was suggested. But I think it's important that you note everything that you want to say about the project, because we will open up. But that's why we don't waste time and take each report. Let's take Mangaung now, and then we can discuss Mangaung and the state as one report.
Honorable members, thank you very much. The second one is going to do the presentation on my behalf, but I just needed to just give 4 points of background. One is that Mangaung, as the Honorable Committee would remember, is a new metro, and when we started, the biggest challenge was the bulk supply. That's our major concentration for the past years has been bulk development. The second issue has been the issues of planning. Fortunately, we sit in a situation whereby our city owns most of the strategic land, unlike most of the metros, where the ownership is in private hands and in other parameters. Thus, we started planning the land, and we actually have the southern land cover. The fourth one is the issues of informal settlements. That our informal settlements, you actually see we have 26, but we are moving these both to our planned land and also to new projects that we are developing. The fourth and last issue is the issues of financial stability, which we actually started on negative footing when we started, but now we stabilize greatly. The Democrat one will then move Chairperson and do the detailed presentation, but I thought it was important to give the overall background before the committee starts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Over to you, you can do that presentation.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. President, honorable members. Following the engagement with Ms. Koliso, we basically structured our presentation in three parts. Even though the agenda has indicated that we have to present the target for 15-16 financial year, commencing July 2015, the indication was that we just need to reflect on the USDG performance for the current financial year. As a result, I'll start with the PAC one, which touches on the 2015 current financial performance. And then PAC 2 will just give you an overview of the non-financial part to explain the expenditure reports as we stand. And then the last part would get the plans and targets. Chair, in relation to the financial performance, at the city, we had about 654 million for the year, with a rollover of 72 million. So in total, we currently have 77 million to spend in the current financial year. By the end of April, you know, Chatterton, we're sitting at 61% of the original budget and 55% relative to the adjusted budget. What we also felt is important to indicate to the committee chair that if you look at the expenditure profile on a quarterly basis, it's not doesn't follow a linear line. Simply because at the beginning of the financial year, you start with your planning, designs, et cetera, et cetera. And then your cash flow starts accelerating towards the end of the financial year. If we do a year-on-year comparison with the last couple of years, going as far back as 2012, as of now, Chair, which is end of April, if you just look at where we are now, this has been our best performance. We are at 55. Last year we were sitting at just below that, 53. And year before that, we were sitting at 52. And 2012 was our worst one, where we were sitting at 41. But if you take a look at 2014, for instance, whilst we were at 53, now, at the end of the financial year, we were sitting at 90%. So it does demonstrate that, right at the very end of, your last 2-3 months, there is certainly acceleration in inflation to expenditure. And measures that have taken place, that have been taken by the housing officer, are already showing proof, and certainly we are comfortable that we will spend more than 90%. This is just an illustration of things that, graphically, Chair, I'm not going to go through it. Chair, we still are we still believe that realistically we would spend certainly no less than 95% of our grant allocation. In terms of the non-financial portion, Chair, what is pleasing is that almost all the projects under UNDG, we've completed, there's work on the ground, there's construction work taking place already, we've completed the procurement process, and also what we have lately pushed to accelerate is the processing of invoices, that it should not take longer, that we try and make sure that we do that as soon as the invoices come through. As we speak, at the time when we were concluding the books for the end of April, there were still invoices based on the work that had been done that were that are in process. Even though we were showing 55, but in terms of the actual work on site that had been completed, it's been a lot more than that, and that's primarily because of invoices that are going through the sausage machine. And this is one area that we also are paying attention to at this stage. The other issue, Chair, is that an improvement on our cost allocation. Some of the projects, in fact, most of them, they are by their nature, because the city manager indicated that our focus is on balance, so that we are able to provide services to the pieces of land that we develop in, address our formal settlements and so on. You find that those projects that we have to co-fund. Some of the funding comes from loans, other funding comes from internal, other funding comes from the grant. And we also use the opportunity to find nature that in terms of cost allocation, we do that correctly. We've also identified risk projects where there's meeting that takes place with the particular contractors to make sure that where necessary the recovery plans are activated, and where there's acceleration necessary, it gets done. Chair, we've from time to time, I mean, you know, not so long ago, I think during April, we had a meeting with our counterparts from our sister departments, where following the template that they use, you know, we analyze that, you know, each project and we utilize the very same spreadsheets on a like, you know, on a monthly basis, you know, through our management, you know, within the city to keep track of, you know, the project. And I think when we look at the, you know, the full list, just in terms of the different project categories, Chair, with your permission, I'm not going to go through each, you know, line item for the sake of time. But under social amenities, most of the projects, you know, are okay. You know, contractors, you know, on site already. They're very short. The duration is quite short. They will be completed, you know, by June. There's just one which we highlighted, you know, in yellow, and that's a risky, you know, project. And one of the issues would be to look at, you know, then if it would not be completed by the end of June, then, you know, look at making sure that another project where there's, you know, more acceleration, that, you know, we transfer the funds, you know, to that project. Because fortunately also we have multi-year projects, like specifically this one. We're doing, you know, the planning, and in the next financial year, there will also be implementation continuing. Oops, going back now. And then, you know, we've also included just graphics to show some of the projects that, you know, are in progress and others, you know, completed, both parks as well as, you know, a sports field. The sports fields one, you know, Patabanchu specifically, you know, work is still, you know, ongoing, just to illustrate or, you know, to support or provide portfolio evidence based on the work, you know, that, you know, has been done. In terms of land development, you know, Chair, I'll come to the details, you know, later on, but, you know, there are about 8 land parcels that have been confirmed, you know, by the city. And all of them, even though at you know, different levels, you know, they're going through you know, different stages of you know, their development. But, you know, some are still at you know, planning, others already, you know, work on the ground is taking place. In particular, when you look at you know, N8 Airport Node, which is one of the key holistic you know, projects within the city, we had already done the design, we've gone out. You know, to then appoint you know, contractors for the various work packages, whether we're talking duplication, talking you know, water or sanitation and so on. The challenge that we had here, which was outside our control, in particular on this one, Chair, was that the tender that we received were not applied, and then we then had to you know, re-advertise, you know, which then meant things to procurement and construction and the ground, delayed, you know, the implementation of the project. But at least, you know, with the recent submissions that we bought, you know, we were able to do the evaluation. We are at a stage where we shortly will be, you know, adjudicating and you know, someone will be appointed. So this would be one of the projects where, you know, there is you know, a bit of a delay, which obviously was then influenced in the expenditure you know, level. In terms of land acquisition and informal settlement upgrading, Chair, we have prioritized based on the informal settlement strategy that we have done together with the HDA. We have prioritized, you know, the three, you know, common segments for the current financial year where, you know, services will be provided, you know, to those, you know, sites already, you know, contracts have been, you know, awarded and where it's taking place, you know, on the ground, even though the appointment, you know, took place, you know, by May, the beginning of June, you know, that, you know, when will be, you know, completed. And then in terms of, you know, roads, no major, you know, issues yet. A lot of work, you know, is, you know, construction work is taking place, you know, on site. We also, you know, because of a number of projects under, you know, roads, we are comfortable that, you know, the full allocation, you know, will also be spent, you know, in this area. And then we had, you know, a couple of projects under, you know, solid waste. That, you know, this is also where the recovery and acceleration, you know, program, you know, has been executed. For sanitation, we're very comfortable here. No, you know, significant, you know, issues in terms of funding expenditure. And this is where most of, you know, our funding, you know, goes to what we treat roads, you know, sanitation as well as, you know, water. So that, you know, in a nutshell, you know, the overview in relation to, you know, 14-15 financial year, we definitely are going to spend, you know, more than, you know, 90%. And I think if you look at the year-on-year, it does demonstrate that, yeah, you know, it is a realistic, you know, projection, in spite of the fact that we're sitting at, you know, 55, you know, by the end of, you know, April. We want to the 15-16 you know, financial year. In terms of the USDG allocation for 15-16, you know, Chair, we've allocated you know, the 694 million for the financial year. I think taking it to the next you know, slide, it does show exactly how distribution is like for the different projects that, you know, Hacheco is. I'll place emphasis on 15-16 financial year check, but, you know, a similar trend, you know, is obviously evident, you know, for 16-17 and 17-18 financial year. If you look at 15-16, just like also the previous year, the a major chunk of, you know, our USDG allocation is going towards your infrastructure, and one is, as you can see, 32% of it is the roads and stormwater, and then 26%, you know, goes towards you know, sanitation, and then 21%, you know, is you know, going towards water. Now the three of them, you know, obviously, you know, they very very easily, you know, change. Make up, you know, 80, just over 8%, which is, you know, quite significant. And I think what is, even though, and I think it's important to contextualize it, you know, in that manner. Even though, for instance, informal settlement upgrading is reflected as a small portion, which is 6, you know, not even 6%, it's like 2%. Noting, you know, one of the DORA commissions saying that 50% of the USDG must go towards informal sanitation upgrading. But if you look at the amount of money that we spend into, you know, on bulk specifically, that fund is making sure that, you know, we are able to unlock and, you know, provide, you know, services, you know, to areas that have to be developed, you know, for the purposes of either upgrading the performance settlement so that there's access to basic services in those areas, you know, or, you know, where a relocation, you know, is necessary in case if the current performance settlement, you know, is not on a piece of land that we're able to, you know, achieve that. So there is therefore some level of, you know, integration. When you start making each of the projects, the one on water services specifically, they will then be able to demonstrate which particular are the performance that you mentioned, you know, that are, you know, they are addressing in terms of access to you know, services. The major land development project in Chem that I've been you know, undertaking, and this is done obviously in conjunction with other stakeholders, you know, our main partner, the provincial government, you know, through the HSDG. For instance, inside view, and already work on the ground is taking place, as well as the disability. And then we also have the disability. Then we also have you know, private developers as well, you know, participating, you know, as part of you know, development of you know, the various pieces of land. And we have the Brandba, social housing. Duncan Silva, you know, city, all of them under construction already months here. But Brandbob, which will give us a mixed development, Cecilia Park, the NH Airport Nodes, that's in the paper area. Then the recently, you know, a lot of energy has gone towards developing the two nodes on the eastern side of Mangawu, Otabelo, as well as Tabancho, you know, the estuary. In Lori Park, you know, City, as well as you know, Caleb Mossad. The images, Chair, are showing what under the leadership of you know, the provincial government, what is being done at you know, Suicide Youth. A significant progress has, you know, already you know, been made, and you know, at you know, his site. And then, you know, Vista Park, you know, two, you know, as well as, you know, three, we've already, you know, completed, you know, the design, you know, chair. We, if you look at, you know, Brandba, specifically, in terms of, you know, the social housing, this is also almost, you know, complete, so major, the major work, you know, has been done, and some of the units have already been you know, occupied you know, in this area. Brandkorp needs you know, development, you know, we still at you know, the design you know, stage, we are completing you know, that part you know, together with the developers and appointed. You know, the airport nodes, the master plan is complete. There are, I think, about three pieces of land which, you know, in line with the Municipal Finance Management Act, we've already gone out on tender, you know, to obviously invite the private, you know, sector developers, you know, to obviously purchase that and develop, you know, those pieces of land. What is critical is that from our side, the city, the provision of health, you know, services, that is complete as we speak, which is a project that we have been doing over the last, you know, 3-4 years. And a major, you know, contributor in this area has been, you know, the reservoir at, you know, Neville Hill, you know, also to make sure that, you know, there's enough water to supply this area at the correct, you know, standard as per water services act. And, you know, we also, you know, have got, you know, new waste, you know, treatment plant, you know, which is not completed yet, but we're getting there. And then there's another one that we are upgrading. All of them are supporting this development together with, in particular, informal settlements, you know, south of, you know, the airport node. In terms of our hostel, but, you know, we are upgrading each that city, Sivan City, as well as, you know, White City. You know, it's been, you know, on, you know, ongoing. Some of the units have already been, you know, been occupied. It's still a construction, you know, site at the moment, so you see a combination of units that are completely occupied and then also the nearby, you know, where there's still, you know, construction work, you know, taking place. Together with the, you know, HDA, as I've indicated, you know, there have been an informal settlement strategy that was developed. I'm just showing you a map extracted from, you know, that strategy. So I must say that, you know, the screen is not doing justice to the images. So my apologies for the, you know, what seems to be a not so clear picture on the, you know, on the screen. Yeah, we've got, you know, a good sense of, you know, all the 28 informal settlements, and for each one of them, an indication of what their condition is like and what is required to be done. And this strategy, which is already approved by Council, goes further to then prioritize, you know, the upgrading, you know, as well as, you know, relocation of, you know, of those, you know, areas. And here's the list, you know, Chair, when I refer to those projects that can then appreciate that, you know, they are actually fitting into making sure that we are able to take those services, you know, to the informal settlement. The Long Reach, you know, reservoir, which is completed, was completed about a year ago in the previous financial year. We're then, you know, completing the pipeline. And this was going to improve not only the water pressure, but more importantly, being able to provide water to
to the nearby treatment from our settlement, and then the third after and northeast towards our treatment west. And then as well as treatment west. Chair, just in terms of the targets for informal settlement upgrading as per human settlement that MCFF priority template. We of course know that target nationally on an annual basis about 3,500 based on the 5 years average of 12,400. That's in terms of our rollout in line with the formal settlement and strategy as well as financial consideration that chair. For the current financial year, based on the informal settlement that I've indicated, 10 cases where as well as on the platform, where contractors are already on site to provide services to the unit. The units that are the numbers that we are targeting for this current financial year, for Southern Bakker is 260, and for MK Square it's going to be 490. And then for 15-16, we are targeting Flatlands Phase 4, the Kailicha area, the Southern West, Patelo Pele, and also Namibia. And also section R in the target, and then for 16-17 financial year, we will be looking at Blue Side Phase 7, Mahashule Square, as well as Sabombeki, and then for 17-18, continue with Blue Side, but the other phases, which is 9 and 10, and for Sabelo West as well as bringing in Sabanchu at that point. And then for 18-19, we then take to the next stage where we focus on looking at the roads and stormwater infrastructure, looking at Kailicha, Kalamasadi, Kozong, as well as Phase 9 and Sanitation. In relation to our working relations, which we are requested to comment on with HDA, in particular one has been in relation to the development of the informal settlements upgrade strategy, the development of the resettlement plan, and then facilitation of the land transfer in Sabanchu for further developments. And just to further comment on land innovations as we have currently, there have been pockets of incidents across the Maun area, but we've been able to punish them to the point that they've not really resulted to anything significant. However, there is the least in the Sahara. Also a couple of them in fact most of them have been in Bloemfontein, Chennai, in Sabanchu, and then just about two in Bosado, section H as well as section R. We are currently going through the process of developing an anti-land invasion plan so that it's very clear as to how the city would like, from a policy point of view, would like to manage this. Chair, just an overview of the bulk infrastructure, just to support what I said earlier. If you look at this image, Chair, the effort is towards the right side of the slide. And therefore, the NA Airport nodes are in that direction. This is our level in. We've got the reservoir that is already been completed, and we've also completed the pipeline to supply water to that area as well as informal settlements south of the airport nodes. Okay, and then we also had a city. 6% of our water supply comes from our own source, which is a massive dam. And then 70% comes from Lumwasa, which is an entity working under the Department of Water and Sanitation. We had to go through the process of rehabilitating or refurbishing rather our pump station to make sure that it's a very, very old pump station. And over the last few years, a lot of efforts have been put into this area, also utilizing UFDG funding to make sure that obviously, given the challenges that we have in respect of water supply, we are able to improve reliability of our water supply. This image, an illustration of the pipeline, the Long Reach, reservoir on the south side of Bloemfontein, and as you can see, this is meant to cover the old township of Bloemfontein, but also the informal settlements such as Caleb Mosadi, as well as JD Baby Mapora. And in terms of bulk sanitation, the new northeastern wastewater treatment, as well as indicated. Chair, when the portfolio committee is going to do, get a chance to go to Mangau, I think, Chair, certainly this will be one of the projects to visit because we are utilizing the latest technology at this plant. It's a major sort of technological advancement. That we are doing here, and certainly will be a benchmark for future water treatment plants across the country that have to be designed and constructed. And this has all been HSC UFDG plants. Chair, as you can see, one of the disturbing factor addressing is the fact suicide the Long Reach one, and the Caleb Mosadi, but also addressing grasslands, which we are using as part of addressing backlogs in terms of providing houses and these are part that as well. Obviously, we will continue in terms of our focus on roads, with a lot of emphasis towards Posadeno as well as in terms of the basic services that share in particular sanitation, we still have a significant backlog share in this area. We're sitting at close to 60,000 unacceptable toilets. Okay, I'll try and wrap up the feature. We've analyzed the three areas. The black share, for each of the areas shows where we've got acceptable, which is waterborne, and then the red is where we have unacceptable or none at all, which is VIP toilets or fish toilets, and then the blue is the buckets share. So you can see that most of the challenges are from Motagro and Sabanchu. And in terms of the project that we are rolling out, they are addressing those areas. We've got a list of the individual projects and also the areas, as well as the number of households that are targeted for obviously the upgrading. We've illustrated the electricity connection as well that we're planning for here. What is the progress share, and then also what is planned for 15 and 16. Chair, on that note, let me thank you for the opportunity to make this presentation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for that presentation from Mangalore. And earlier on the presentation from Sustainable. But remember, I'm opening the floor for professional clarity, for questions, for comments, bearing in mind that we still have to get a presentation from the state and discuss, bearing in mind that the venue is going to be a budget vote venue for social development. From 1 o'clock, guests will arrive in. So
to Ajahn Khosi Amaka questions as we open up the floor. Can I see him? Honorable Kaka, Honorable Ghana, Honorable Dobongwana, Honorable Ramakarash, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. There's a few points. Hope that these notes you are taking are not going to make any one explain. First, on the township establishment of the province, in that part of the Mitimoguru, that the plan is there where it was the commission is expected by March 2015, and it has been approved. But whether or not it is still checked, that it has been completed and then if the duration will proceed. Then the second one again is similar, because that one is where the application of subsidy to the NEC and to the country board by February 2015. Well, if that also has been made at the age to the class one moving forward. The second one is on the metro. You don't have any issues with the Auditor General, or you don't have any issues with the very already mentioned very costly fees of the consultants. And then the other one, I didn't find any mention of the mining towns, whereas I know that the Free State is also one of the mining provinces, and it's an issue for human rights. That's all. Let me thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Khan.
Thank you very much, sir. I welcome the presentation by the province and the member. A few questions. First, starting with the education. I know the HOD said that the certification that they are doing is a bit unlike what other provinces are doing, because you are dealing with the clean and sports. So, but I need to understand what time do you demolish the entire house and you build the new house, or what do you do? Because that time we received a presentation regarding three states that might have been the media reports and so forth. You are spending 350,000 on average to rectify it now. And I don't need to, because it's both of two rooms and so forth. And I'm all understand that in the verification process, you don't buy anything because the land is already bought. I want to know what actually consumes the bulk of the money when you do the verification. And secondly, I'm looking at the I think it's slide number 3, I don't remember. So the first slide with a bit of a table there. There's a line item called Integrated Village Development Program, and it's a top structure for the smart development. It's budgeted at 150 million to achieve 3,500 and 243,000, which is more than fine. But then the next item, emergency housing, quite interesting. Your budget is 5 million to build 18 houses. What kind of house you are doing there. And then the CLU, you have provided 108,000 for 100 units. It's about over a million again. It means you can also help us to see the kind of houses that are being done for over a million. And then when you get to Mangaung Chair, I didn't know the thing that meeting in the chair presentation. That was, the last time I went to Mangaung, I tried down at the airport and went to the city. But I didn't get to drive around. And looking at this report, it tell me that there's no informal agreement in Malawi, because there has been any event on informal agreement. And the country, the city, we saw the township, we saw the new development, there's nothing on informal agreement. And most, the bulk of the money is not even going to informal agreement. And when you first saw it, the percentage wise from the 1993, and look at the percentage that is set aside for informal agreement, it's a tiny less than 10%. That doesn't mean that in Mangaung there are no informal agreement, or if they are there, they are already fully credited, and so forth, and, but because it's quite the one thing. And the other thing, you were spending the USDG money on renovating the stadium. I'm just trying to check how a stadium that was two stadium pictures that we are renovating fits in with the entrance settlement and development. Because one of the things the minister made last week is around the what this USDG must be used for. And I'm not sure if Manaw buys into that. Because there'll be a lot of areas, there are a lot of beautiful houses that we are doing there, but very little in terms of the informal settlement or the land, whether call it the less informal part of Manaw. It's just a concern for me. The stadium, the so forth.
I'm very glad and we thank you. Thank you very much. I think we have you as well. What are the other
thanks for the presentation. Mine is that I want to share. I can hear that most of the things that have to be done is in Boshabe, but I don't hear anything mentioned about the outside houses from my 20 age in Boshabe. We're not qualified. Since 2008 until today, the subcontractor didn't complete the houses. Now they are telling the community that they are waiting for the financial aid. So I need a clarity on that.
Thank you, Honorable Jamalana. Honorable Nana Karash.
Maybe
a
short question. I appreciate the presentation. We are going to check the things to fix ourselves, because on top of our point is that the informal settlement is related to the issue and USDG grant. The informal settlement, the core functions of the National Department of Human Settlement, one of them is to eradicate informal settlement. And when the Human Settlement Department doesn't have a proper plan for each year, financial year, to be informal settlement. Again, it's totally unnecessary. How do you explain Obuchi what I'm doing in the office when you are not dealing with informal settlement? The education of informal settlement and a whole year in the financial budget. And when I put an MMC, through the chair, I would like to know whether did you receive the copy, this report before it gets presented to us. Land acquisition, how are you going to spend this money? You are left with 2 months towards your, even less than 2 months towards your financial year, first 1.5 months, and your financial year in June. When you haven't spent anything. According to your report, you were saying that you spend 95% of the allocated annual budget. But you haven't, up to now, you haven't spent a cent on the informal settlement. And we get a position where you are supposed to relocate the informal settlement intent to that extent. You upgrade them where they are, but also in most cases, you have to decay and relocate to a greenfield, and also to new housing, and social housing. And if your opposition of land is not the priority, and you are not doing anything, it's only 55%. you have improved from the previous set, but that's not good enough. Because your 45% won't be able to at least to spend 40%, you need to roll over 5%, to roll over 5%, but your 40% won't be able to spend by end of the financial year. USDG grants really free area. They are free, they are not so, they are free. It's justification of this idea that I'm going to be a free. And social amenities, stadium, that you are spending a USDG grant on swimming pools and everything. And really, why is that? When your park department that has to deal with parks and sports and recreation department that has to deal with the stadium and the swimming pools, what are they doing if a human resident money is going to perform their function, finance their function? And really, with the commercial department, what did NEC have to say about this? If she receives that the USDG money is not spent on the infrastructure of the human settlement construction. And Shakespeare, the parents did. We are not doing anything, we are just silent on passing it. There is a client that talks about the establishment, the completion of the council establishment. But we are not doing anything on passing it. Why is that? You are not aligning. And when you are saying that you are renovating your former townships, upgrading your former townships, or rectification of the former townships. And they are not saying anything, they are spending 400,000 that has been spent on those four room houses, two room houses, but where are the taxes? There's nothing about taxes in this financial year. You have a lot, there's nothing in the solar council. Flip, nothing is really convincing. About this on your income stock, I want to believe that you have a number of professionals that would want to get into the fixed program, that you are silent about it. And chapter 10 of the probe is the National Professional Department of Procurement Excellence and the National Department. Your report here is totally different from the report that you submitted to the National Department of Procurement Excellence. Today, when you talk, even if you try and multiply what you have allocated to the financial aid on the MTNSF submission to the National Department, you are not near what you have submitted. If I divide that 5 years that you submitted by the number that you have submitted for this financial aid, we are not near to it. It doesn't talk to each other, it's not aligned. And then,
really,
I'm disappointed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Farage. I think the payment over to the province and the metro, one of the major concerns that you might hear from the members is how the UN digital crisis is being utilized. Maybe that's what you should talk to. You know that this is a lost crime. That most of the time we see that the US digital is not used for what it is supposed to be used for. So maybe that's what you should explain to us. I know that you are going to argue that sports stadiums are social amenities, because we want to understand that the US digital must be used mainly for buying infrastructure and land acquisition and services. But talk to us and try to make us understand. I want to agree with members when they say, when you talk of the rectification program of the pre-1994 strong, it would have been nice if you were linking back to the diversity program. Because as you are defined, you should also be telling us then that there's already a program in place to keep those people there diagnosed. I'm not here. And we all know that there's a serious problem of diabetes of the pre-1994 stock. And that's where you hear other matters saying you're spending so much but you don't hear anything about one honorable connected, oh sorry. My last point is mainly from to the brothers. When you were presenting, I didn't hear any specific input around special problems, particularly the youth and the women. National Department put 8 years that certain percentages are not heard for this particular program. I want to hear the commitment of the brothers on this. National Department says we have ring-fenced 10% for women. I don't hear anything from the brothers. We have ring-fenced 10% for youth. I don't hear anything from the brothers. Maybe when you respond to the questions from the members, also tell us about this specific program and say to us as well. What is it? Do you have any veteran in the state? How are you contributing to the national program? The minister has made a specific that in a 3-3 wants to build about 5,000, like minus 5,000 houses for veterans, military veterans. Do you have any in the state? How are you contributing to this? Thank you very much. I then go back to the problem to the context and then followed by the metro and then the national department will fix the ground and finish it off. I want to have rounded this up by 12 so that we can go straight to the mother case. Over to you, brother. I'm calling you another local Canada Department. I'm taking a start. Brother.
Thank you, sir. Let me say that I'm the chief engineer and I can overcome some of the questions. To start with the issue on township establishment, and honorable member asked whether the status, just to confirm the status as it is, excellent implementation. Yes, that is the status. The general plan is still in process. The general plan has been approved. You know, we are waiting for the art process will be up to the opening of the township register through the SG. The reason, perhaps, if I can indicate what the delay was, that it was specifically found that a certain portion that falls under, that is part of the land, actually was land that was also public work and had to be redominated back. To the municipality, that is the aim, but the process is continuing, so we can confirm that that's still in respect of the mining towns. We are actually spending more in the mining towns than what was reinvested in our budget. You know, what was reinvested in process, as you can see, we're actually spending 50% of in the mining towns. Our mining towns, as pronounced by the president is Mashali and Motaka. So those are our mining towns, the identified mining towns. We are spending more than one person. In terms of electrification, yes, the figures that were provided around in the news of Grandes, we are not any progress about 350,000 units. We are actually spending 179 up to 200,000 depending on that. And I'll explain exactly that just being off. Because part of that includes, as you can see, those houses, includes also the demolition of those houses, and as well as providing temporary shelter for the individuals that are staying there. And we argue that, you know, if we, our view is that we cannot compare them in the manner that is compared, because I know the argument that has been raised is that the quantum, the subsidy quantum is 110, and therefore if you are spending 179, you are relatively spending more. But if you look at what happens before you actually put that house, you know, the process is there from the township establishment
land costs and so on. All those add up before you put up the top fraction. Because with this particular, the services are already there. You know, the services are already in the joint bank, any money is on the services. So the 330,000, we are not any 330,000, and we are not rectifying our relationship of contractors. We have a little bit of those. For example, in Bangkok, Lugambush, there's an area called Lugambush, where one door houses, or one door houses, so it's one door two. And what we have simply done, because those would have become the in. What you simply do is simply to add, you know, and improve the structure into a whole average. On the issue of the CRU, it's basically what we are saying here is actually the convention. The convention in the majority of cases of the owned hotel as part of our rental accommodation. And ordinarily that would be transferred to the municipalities. Type of this, the issue of the type of this, the decision that we have taken currently, LCDs are part and parcel of the total of the delivery. Assumption is that house, because it's also built in the milestones, are part and parcel of the delivery of the house. Indeed, we do have a backlog, which we are currently addressing. The fact that it is not mentioned, it doesn't mean that it's not important. We have been working with so this is a nationwide problem. We've been working with estate agency boards together with the Department of Financial Development nationally, and we do have a provincial steering committee to particularly focus and address the backlog. And going forward, what does the province have decided? Instead of issuing ICD, and you are saying we must issue the ICD at the beginning. And this is what we are trying to implement. The title is not dependent on structure, but it's on the site itself. So we are trying to, in order to address the issues of the block, we are also trying to do that. Youth and youth. If you look at our expenditure on the housing contract, specifically on housing contract, we spent, even before the minister announced, we were sitting at 54% of our budget. But I was also upfront indicate, you know, acknowledge and admit that we are struggling on the issue of youth. We have been in discussion with the National Youth Development Agency to help assist us. On the other side, we need to have practices. We have a narrow problem there, and we are addressing it. The military veterans, the first 30 houses of the military veterans were reconstructed in Mangau municipality. The municipality has been kind enough to give us site in an area about Glory Park. We are supposed to provide 220 houses for the military veterans. So the first 80 will be in Mangau. So we have appointed the contractor already. So but I think I'll give over to the other issues, which are my business.
Alright, thanks, Jay.
Efficient, not very efficient.
Alright, thanks, Jay. I think there's two remaining questions. One was on what kind of units are these that account for 108 million and 300. And this is particularly on the CRU units. And this talks to how we build CR meetings. Normally what we do is we spend a lot of money in the infrastructure, which is the foundation, and going onto the columns to the best floor. So at this time, you would have expended a lot, but you're going to produce units. So in particular CRU project, you don't look at it as like your IDP phase 4, the house money against it. You would have spent a lot to get a few units. So that's just basically how the unit is constructed for CRUs. And then in terms of emergency, it's also a thing in a question, why so much money and so little units. Emergency, how we budget for it is we put a certain percentage of our grant, which in this particular case, I think we have 2% of it leading up to the 25 million. And traditionally, we have looked at the number of things that we do year to year on emergency basis. And the figure that we got is that I think we've got 18 units that are planned. So it's probably just a question of how you plan for your emergencies, because you can never really know what to plan for. But you would make the provision should it happen.
The difference between the two, I think, what the Shaman have and what we have. Yes, that was our original one, but you know, we national, after certain discussion, posed that we are quite, the one that we are presenting might be a great one. We should have asked for advice, we have asked for advice to one of the commission.
Thank you very much, Hello.
Hello, Mr. President, thank you very much. I'm going to try and be very brief. First issue, I apologize for not having included the packages and also the veterans, because those programs are actually upstream there. Just in terms of the two financial plans, is actually 11,000 packages. And the veterans issue... And the HOD has now commented on the veterans. On the issues of the outcome, the AG, Mahawok has improved on our outcome of the Auditor General's Court. We moved on a serial program of disclaimers 5 years from 2011 to 2012. We moved to a qualified report this financial year, or the last financial year, 2013-2014. We moved from to an unqualified report with very few issues. On the issues of consultants, we still have consultants, but the budget on usage of consultants has gone down. In particular, your financial reporting consultants will now do our financial reporting in-house. On the issue, Chairperson, of the prioritization of informal payments, we actually would like to refer the committee again to slides on page number 14, where we are showing our mega project, a housing yield reserve, in particular for to provide for 9 informal segments that we are looking, because that's where those communities would actually benefit in terms of the giveaways or the PNG. And one that is currently in construction would yield close to 1,500 units. And as we see, the construction has started on the side of the social housing. On the issue of rental, two projects, the Hillside View and also Grandma, are actually our priority projects for rental stock. And the Honourable Member is correct to say we have quite a number of civil servants who actually need rental housing. And in all our major projects, we actually have rental stock. Honourable Secretary, if I would then move to how we use the USDG and prioritize social services or social amenities, we actually yielded in this financial year to the meeting that we've been receiving from this committee and also for the department. We've actually reduced the spend of our social amenities, and we actually have now also directed quite a lot of our money to, as George has indicated, for next financial year, to the issue of basic services, and actually also back in the previous 6 months of year. Chair, the issues of the number of stadiums, I think, as I said, we've actually yielded to them. The call, but those stages are important in terms of the communities we actually get to serve. Chair, in terms of the informal settlement upgrade and the fact that we've not spent money, the reason why we showed the connection to park, our informal settlements were sitting in areas where there was no park, but we needed to start by constructing the sewer purification plant and the water reservoir. And we believe that those are the biggest part of constructing to actually connect services to those informal settlements. The pipeline that we showed is actually going to be a river to actually connect now. And if we The reason why it's late in the financial year is because we needed to study the multi line, and then the third connections are easy to do. And I just promised the portfolio committee that we will complete the money, the 10 million that we need to do for connections of those 10 times. Honourable Secretary, the issue of the incomplete houses, we are actually working with the provincial government because at the moment our accreditation does not give us a level 3 well-built house, but the provincial department is actually working towards completing those houses that are pending and developed in the Kadodo area. I think share this with my comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Your last words, province, last department?
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you to the honourable member of the I wanted just also to highlight in the issue of the council agreement in terms of if you check as indicated in terms of the Vista Park review and Vista Park 3, the part of the local Saudi will be implemented in the same area where we are going to make a big development. So in the other informal agreement, we are relocating. We are not developing where they are. The other, they are part of the new old structure that we just make the connections around the area. So, but we do discuss the agreement in terms of checking how far in terms of the informal settlement is. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you, Chair. Members of the committee. Yeah, just to indicate, I was illustrated by, a couple of weeks, it was 3 weeks ago, we had an engagement call to Smangong in Kobe, and about 10 o'clock of the same evening, I received a call from the city manager complaining about my attitude, or the department's attitude, towards the Free State and Smangong. So I think what the committee needs to understand is that there's a robust, there's healthy discussion. We had indicated both to the province and the municipality that particularly in relation to informal settlements, the prioritization of human settlements, they've resubmitted and revised their business plan. We're in the process of looking at it, and we said that we'll come to a healthy arrangement where they must ensure that what we need to be able to understand is we've got to do more with less, better, and faster. Because that's the point. So I think it's a work in progress, both from the province and the municipality. But I think Mangong Chair, I think just from what the city manager indicated, they had particular issues around Mao, given the spatial dislocation. And what we indicated to them is that's going to start yielding numbers in terms of households that are going to change. And what we could do is that on a regular basis come back to yourself and indicate what progress has been made.
For that, that when I conclude Free State and Mangaung, just bear in mind that we will monitor closely and we will be getting contact on some particular on this. And I must say, Mr. Cheney, I'm glad that Ms. Madubogo is giving you a round of applause. That at least she's not being put before because she's a woman. I'm excited about that. But having said that, thank you very much for this robust debate. And concluding the fifth case now, we're going to go to another case. And I want to welcome guests in the gallery, even though I know that they are not here for the human settlement. They are not came here. This is the portfolio committee on human settlement. Welcome. And we are engaged in two provinces, that's for you to know. We are engaging Northern Cape and Free State. So now we're going to be getting a report from about Free State. About Northern Cape, we've just concluded the Free State and the Manawong as a metro. Can you get a presentation, therefore, from Northern Cape? And while that is being done, remember you have not introduced your values, you're too late. So while the presentation is being prepared, can you get the introduction of the delegation from Northern Cape?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members of the Committee. My name is Clarice Porter. I'm the Department of COXA in the Modern Cape. I am with Ms. Ikete Somoholi. She is the Chief Director responsible for Human Settlements. And we
are also with Mother Gratitude Poison. He is the director responsible for policy planning, etc.
We apologize. Can we also hear why you didn't honor the meeting of last with the discussions when we were supposed to be here? What happened?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. We also apologize for coming late. Unfortunately, it's because of staying in one of the small provinces where we don't have regular flights. So our flight only landed this morning at something to 10, while the meeting started at 10 o'clock. But regarding our text in the last committee meeting, Honorable Chairperson, we also need to apologize for that. Unfortunately, we had some protest actions in the province, specifically at the Russian Park, and they demanded that we take care of the problem. So from the previous day, we have been lost in discussions and engagement with the Russian Park. So our humble apologies to this comrade.
And I suppose once you were not there, you couldn't even communicate. You didn't even have means of communication to let us know that you were late.
Honorable Chairperson, I think when the National Department tried to contact us, they couldn't get all of us. Either they got all of the police where our phone, so they couldn't. We certainly couldn't. We really, as I was saying, Honorable Chairperson, humbly, we would have communicated with this committee and with the National Department that we are unable to come to the committee.
You can continue with the presentation, but we still need that explanation in writing.
We will do that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just in indicated as per what we had did, what we had done with all the provinces, including the Northern Cape, is that we had asked our engagement for them to revise the business plan. In terms of that, we have indicated, particularly given the fact that on the informal settlement as well as the service in a stand, there was certain issue that we asked them to go back. Those targets are reflected, Chair, in relation to what we've revised and those slides were handed out to yourself. Chair, those interventions were really in the process of evaluating the business plan, and I'll just ask.
And I will let that act to the excuse. So don't get confused with them. They are quickly going to deal with the issue of using the refugee grants from
thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think the presentation of the Nordic case, what we will be dealing with, Honorable Chairperson, is the background. We will just reflect on our MTA allocation, the USDG allocation, the top line for the provincial program. We are looking at the mining towns, we're looking at the project per region as part of the business plan, and we will just give you a summary of the business plan and some challenges that we are having that are unique to the Northern Cape province. On our Chairperson, as a background, we are responsible for driving outcome 18 programs, which talks to sustainable human settlement and improve quality of life. And I believe that this Honorable Committee already knows what the sub outcomes are, so I will not deal with those in the interest of time. Our MTA allocations, Honorable Chairperson, we are the province that receives the least of the solid budget. For 2015-16, we received an allocation of 380 million. For 16-17, we will receive 402 million. And for 17-18, we will receive 427 million. As part of the 218 million on the road shelter, we have included in that an allocation of 50 million for our mining towns. And our mining towns are mainly in the Rontown of Highways district, as well as the Dresden from Shao district. So those are the mining towns, Hasekonyana, Santrani, Kamahara, and Hasekofele.
On those slides, Honorable Chairperson, the provincial programs are set out in this slide. For OPSCAP, we have set aside 5%, which is about 19 million. We have 30 houses under the flip set aside, which is 2.182 million of our budget. For the EEDBS, the discount benefit scheme, we have set aside 2 million, which includes conveyancing of the Proctor-owned property. We have set aside 105 houses for the military veterans, which amounts to 14.175 million. And for replication, we have 96 units, which is 11 million of our budget. We also set aside a sum for accreditation to the district municipality, which is 6.4 million, and then for emergency housing, or emergency units, basically is in our Namapa region and in our Pisika Seme region. We have allocated for 40 houses, 9.289 million. The Chairperson, those are the mining towns and offices are registered. An amount of 50 million was presented to the province. We have set aside an amount of 63 million. And those are the units for houses that are reflected today, 408 units, and services is 180 services. Plan size is 4,028, and the count, as I've already stated, is also reflected in this slide. We have then broken down our business plan into different regions on the road chairperson. And you would note that our presentation does not speak to John Paul Highway region because that is where our mining towns are. So I've already spoken about the mining towns. I will go then into Francis Barnes project, and we have then set aside per the region. We have plant sites 217, we have services 342, and we have houses 286. And those are the different towns, as well as the programs, the individual, the IRTP, the upgrading of informal settlements, etc. On the location for the FM Grau project, we do not have any plant sites because we already have insights that have been at about 7,000 sites that have already been planned. So for this financial year, we are not planning any sites. For services, we have set aside for 778 services and 162 houses. We have set aside a budget of 14 million for 453. And again, on both sides, those are the counts for which we set those aside. And it also relates to individuals, IRPP, rental, and the upgrading of informal settlements. Namapa is our smallest but most remote district on the road chairperson, and we have set aside a meager amount of 10.6 million, and it relates to 70 houses that we have set aside for and 150 sites that will be planned. Those are the towns and again, it relates to individuals, the IRPC, etc. Honorable Chairperson, then for Pitlika Semi district, we have 312 houses that we are planning towards. We have 103 services to be done, to be completed, and the planning of site is 410, which amounts to a budget of 45.477 million, and again those are the towns and the programs that we are planning those for. Our catalytic projects, we only have one, and that is in Soltaki municipality. It's our Lavaca Park project, Honorable Chairperson, and I think the Honorable Minister has announced in a budget book that Lakato Park is one of the priority projects. So we have set aside 101 million for Lakato Park, and it translates to 80 and 350 hours. In summary of the business plan, Mr. Chairperson, we have 1,763 houses. For services, it's 1,483. Our plan size is 4,805, and certification remains at the 96 units. And that accounts for our budget of 380 million. We just thought that we need to highlight the challenges that we're facing as the province, Honorable Chairperson, and those relate to the availability of material, especially when it comes to the rural areas, which then means that they have to transport material from the other centers such as Kimberley, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, etc. And we have a procurement capacity of municipalities, Honorable Chairperson, and in this regard, our MEC has directed that we take back the function from the municipalities, especially the displaced municipalities, and we have now appointed CMU to assist us with the procurement and the project management function. We also have challenges on the project on geotechnical conditions in certain areas of our province. Like we have dolomite in the John Paul Highway and in West Gary areas. We have clay conditions in certain areas of Francis Park, etc. So those are the great challenges for us. And integrated development in mining terms, mining areas are the main challenge for us. We know that the private sector is always, or they try to always be ahead of us as government. And the municipalities are struggling to keep up with our services, etc. We also thought that we should highlight the challenges of our services in our province that relates to water sanitation and electricity, and then the rectification that we have set aside the 1996 units relates to dilapidated houses pre-1994. And we also have challenges with the transport of land which cuts our development because we will get in touch with those public works. They would normally transfer the land, but it takes longer than planned and expected, and it creates a challenge for us. Honorable Chairperson, that brings us to the end of our presentation. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the national departments?
No.
Thank you very much. That's the presentation from Northern Cape Province. Questions, clarity? Honorable Baum? I'm seeing Honorable Gimes. I don't know when he came. I just see the head. Honorable Gimes.
Okay, thanks for the presentation to the Northern Cape Commission. I'm not so sure. There is an allocation of 96 million on ratification. But it doesn't show, maybe I didn't see it on any of the areas that are displayed here, because in the spreadsheet, there is only 000 right through all the areas here, and then at the end there is 96 million. I don't know whether it's intended to be spent or it's just already been spent. Also, there is maybe something later. I can't see now what I was going to hear.
You can't see? Let's not then. Honorable William.
Thank you very much, sir. I happen to find myself in. I'll later explain. Kenya, not Northern Province. Okay. Now we appreciate it with the that content that it comes to us by now, say. On the mining, the slide that talks about 50 million, and when you now go further down, it has now gone up, if we can have an explanation, from its 50.040, but further down it goes up to 63. So maybe the explanation where the things are getting from. I appreciate the challenges, in particular on the procurement with the construction municipalities. The fact that it is a problem that come out with a solution, I think that's a leadership, that's what we think the problems are schools and services. But on the issue of the material, in fact, those stuck in the multiple areas, I didn't get the solution that the problems might be thinking, because you must also have a solution which is around the plan. Because when you rather need to do things in a power, you must defend it properly. So I think I didn't hear anything that is going to need to plan. You can't take things apart, otherwise it will eat you up. So you must plan properly. All that in a bar. On geotechnical conditions, they are also mitigated, you see. So I didn't hear what the province also intended to do in helping in such cases to help those people that they are across the country. So we must have a way of mitigating them. I didn't hear the solution. So, in that house and because also an issue in many areas, but we also love to hear if there's an idea that the province is thinking about. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. The presentation on the MTF is appreciated, but we, in the same way, we expected you to deal with the current financial year, give us a report on 2014-2015, which is not a single report, it talks to 2014-2015. And it means you are not giving us your MTFF targets, because your MTFF derives from your MTFF. And all provinces, just only you, they did not give enough so far that at the report. I was sending an email. I'm pretty sure they said that the report, because today we would have put your MTF, but also interrogate the 2 weeks. Are you meeting the target for this current financial year in terms of the number of your output and also your spending on those targets. And there's nothing that we can measure you whether you are performing or not. We don't even know whether within the 3 quarters that you have concluded, because you are only left, in fact, you have completed the municipalities that are spending up to June. We cannot measure anything because we did not report. But I'll just, a few minutes to check, I would love to deal with the report that was submitted by the province to Michelin, because this is the only answer that we have at our disposal. It means, Mr. Levin, you were intimidated by the city manager of Magao, and then we let the Northern Cape off the hook, because now we were afraid that you can say, hey, don't take us for granted because we are women. So you failed that from that part, I'm afraid. Your report report here, the 2014 2015 manuscript, zero, doesn't say anything on the tariff. Social housing, you did not submit anything, or it's just a zero. Your CRM, you did not report anything on the target, is zero, but you are spending some money, I don't understand. Your type is this, here, nothing. It's reported on the report that you forwarded to National Department of Human Settlement. It's here, on the report that was tabled in our previous meeting that was issued by the chairperson. We want that report, Chair. We want that report. And you will assist us. I'll propose that in within 5 days, that report must have reached the National Department of Human Settlement and following event. We should be able to receive it as a hospital committee. It's the last joint comment, Chairperson. On the issue of adjustment, I want to caution even the Northern Circle they were here listening when this was said. The issue of IPD being issued on file is so that it's IPD for the land, the people of land. But if you have planned to build on the land, HOD, everything, as you mentioned, that you still open and construct so special on that land, you will surely are going to have an audit query. Because if you issue the tariff and then you go back and build, even if you are building on a private land, you are not allowed to spend government money on a private property. It has happened in case that in a metro, and I don't wish to happen to another building or to another metro. That's a wrong approach. Issue those candidates on the pieces of land if you are not going to go back and build on it. If you are still going to build on the building, don't issue licenses. The charges must come towards the end of the completion of the construction. Thank you, Chairman.
Another question.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm not going to waste time because I'm covered by Member Sadash.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. When Lord Chief was opening this presentation, he said at that close we get the least allocation. So the next step will be, are you using all of this? Are you 100% spent? That would be nice, okay, so that we know that your least allocated budget you are using. Don't just say that you're taking the least and then you don't tell us how this. But thank you for that presentation, and as you know, the department has presented the reports on all of you, and that's one of the reasons that we then wanted to hear everything. But the department has presented a report on all provinces, and there were many areas. But yes, the question would still remain for me. I'm happy that at least in your business plan, you are saying 105 houses for Mr. Gadara. Whether I'm happy, but you're still very quiet about the new agreement. Unfortunately, this is going to be my song in all problems. Get used to it. Youth and women, can we hear clear targets on this? And when we report in future, we want to see those targets clearly defined, so that we can understand where we are going. But maybe now let me hand over to the public to respond to queries and questions that have been raised by honorable members and some others.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
For that, there's one area I didn't hear you correctly. Maybe you were saying on the issue of the transfer of state land. Sometimes you indirect the public work, and then at the last moment and they would renegotiate the agreement. How is your relationship and your interaction with HCA?
Because from what you were saying, it looks like you are doing this on your own. Can you probably explain to us as your effort as well, your relationship and the interaction with HD?
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Let me start with the small budget that we are having, and I can confidently say, Honorable Chairperson, that we have 100% of our budget. It's a bit unfortunate, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, that we have been asking for the terms of reference for the presentation, and we were just told that we must present the budget under the business plan for 2015-16. We have the report available for 2014-15, so we can make it available within the five days as requested. We will send it to the Department of Human Development. We did in the past, Honorable Chairperson, have the same situations as Freestead, where we would have transferred the property before the top structure was built, but I think for the past few years we are no longer doing that, because we found that when we do that, we sit with challenges where when you have transferred the property and the top structure is not yet there, it becomes an anomaly, because some of the landowners or holders of the title deed then give the title deed to other citizens to come and put up a structure, and then we have a problem now of relocating or having to retransfer the land on either the name of the person who is currently in the structure that has been put up. So we do not transfer or do the title deed before the top structure is built. On the chat of the 50 million versus the 63 million, I have indicated that the 50 million is the amount that has been collected to us from the National Department of Human Settlements. But we have topped it up with an additional 30 million just to augment some of the projects that are problem specific. So that is why there's a difference. We do have some solutions to the challenges, but they are not necessarily solutions that are complete in terms of addressing the problem. For example, with our challenges of park, the municipalities submit their project plan to, if you remember, the MIG is gazetted directly to the municipality, so we don't have control over how the municipality spends it. So they submit their project plan directly to the national department, Costa and Treasury, and then they get the funds directly from the Chairperson. Now, our challenge has been the relation between, because we are Department of Costa, we are cooperative partners. So ours was going to bring the two together, and we have now established an infrastructure forum where the MIG is discussed, etc. So we are hoping that will assist us going forward, but municipalities being autonomous, we know that it could still create problems, but I'm confident that hopefully at least the forum will assist us with that. Honorable Jefferson, youth and women, we are totally committed to the province with the 30% for women and the 10% for youth project. We did not reflect in our presentation, Honorable Jefferson, because it is worked into the project. But what we have done is that our MCA has in his budget speech, he has made that commitment, and he has also gone as far as saying that with the Covenant Baker Award, we have the youth and the women categories, and he has made the commitment in the budget speech that the winners of those categories will definitely be considered for appointment on projects that we will then identify for them. But going forward, we will highlight the two issues. We will take it out and highlight them to say that this is the progress on the 10% and the progress on the 30% holding. I don't know if my team has anything in addition that they want to add on the question. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Judy. I would like to add on the transfer of state lands, our relationship with HDA. We've got a three-year MTOP agreement with HDA, which we will extend the three-year financial year for 2015-16. And part of their roles and responsibilities is to assist the department with the transfer of land. And the primary challenge that we've identified is the state land. And where the land was held in Karateka, we were successful and we managed to have those lands property transferred to the municipality. However, with land that left to the state, it has been rather tedious and slow. The HDA is assisting us to look into actions with public works, and we do actually have a regular committee meeting where we actually discuss the properties that need to be transferred. I just need to highlight to the committee member that this affects our backlog on title deeds as well, because we've got houses that have been built over the years on land that is not yet transferred to the municipality, and therefore it affects the target for title deeds. Honourable members are correct, we have not yet delivered on our financing subsidy program, but we are trying together with the National Housing Finance Institution to try and get the program running, and do at least have some subsidies that have been captured successfully. So we are hoping that we will definitely be able to yield some results in the coming financial year. We don't quite have the final solution on our dilapidated houses, because we've got plenty of those in especially in the Namakwa region. And the state of the houses are actually in such a manner that the beneficiaries are complaining that we are delivering more houses, whereas they are living in houses that are currently inhabitable, which is becoming quite a challenge for us. But we are engaging with the National Department and the NHRC to see how we can mitigate the issue and to try and see how we can assist beneficiaries. Because as you visit communities, they would cry out and tell you that you are building a house, but a new house, but my house, I cannot even live in because of the state that it is in. We do try to have our geotechnical investigations done in all the areas, but we had a desktop study done through the NHDRC where they wrote in the CSIR to try and assist us with to identify problematic areas. Like I said, it was a desktop study, and for us to go into the detailed investigation, the estimate 2 years ago was about 68 million. Now, with the 2% that we get from the national budget to take away 68 million would actually reduce the total number of houses and services that we would be able to deliver in that financial year if we were to take the 68 million away in one financial year. So the reason why we are putting it out is because we are doing it currently per project, and when we have a demand, we will do an investigation. But we know that in the long term, it's not necessarily as cost effective to actually implement it in that fashion. So if we could actually find an alternative to these geotechnical investigators, and also to actually have a response to the active case, it would be good. The University of Free State has contacted the department to try and find a way of standardizing the processes. However, they also require a budget in order to implement the program, so it has not yet necessarily kicked off. But we are in constant communication. And on the rectification, just to clarify, the issue is 96 houses and the budget is implemented. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I just want to add that for the flip, whilst we had non-performance for last financial year, we have now put processes in place. What we are doing is we are now concentrating on the state employees. And I have made a presentation at our HOT forum where we have encouraged the HOTs to encourage their staff to make applications. And we have seen some improvement of people coming to apply. The only problem is that they must first get rank approval. So we send them back to get the rank approval, and then they should then come back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. That's not the case. You will be, if your challenges with NHPRC, you will be comforted to know that the CEO is here looking at your challenges. And obviously, he will respond, if you call to me, what he has done with your challenge. He knows. But thank you very much. And to the board for your comment. Those are the two problems we're actually dealing with, and I don't know if Mr. Chairman, there's anything that you want to say from the national department.
Okay, we had a discussion, an informal discussion, the HOD as well as the MEC for COMSA. There was a proposal a couple of years ago where the Northern Cape was seen as a quick win in terms of eradication of the backlog, particularly in relation to water sanitation and tidalities. And it's something that we said that as the national department, the political and the administrative buy-in for that is something we should consider. It was particularly, you know, it's one of those things that it can be and an appropriate time, I think, between the respective province and ourselves, will come back to yourselves, through Minister. On what that proposal is, but there's active to resolve that particular. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any other comments from the national department? I get it. Okay. No.
Yeah. No, Mr. Mementi. We're quite happy and of course, so those areas that have been raised and those things that still need to be done, we'll make a follow-up for those, the outstanding reports and all the discussions. The direction itself is a necessary one, and it was good for you to come and do that. Because sometimes it makes life easier better when you hear from the horse's mouth what the challenges are than using it in a piece of paper. Because when you say use your verb, and then identify and apparently want to send it. Thank you very much to both colleagues for leading around the press and coming in front of the committee. We, of course, those areas that we are not happy with, that we have concerns with, we will make certain follow-ups and we will interact accordingly. All that we want from our side as the portfolio committee is to see progress. In relation to human settlement. So our indictment sometimes, if it seems a little bit rough, it is not because we hate you or we hate to see your faces. It is simply because we want work being done. We would like all of us, when we have finished our term, we are able to say what we have been put here for, both as officials and as politicians, to plan our part. So the important thing is to work together, to interact together. We will be happy if we say that we're not pulling your weight, but that hardness is not helpless. It is simply meant that we do our work in the best of our ability. As you all know that the Parliament is a big deal this month. We're doing budget votes for all the departments. So we are going to adjourn, I'm allowing the portfolio members to go and have lunch, because they have to attend to those budget votes, unfortunately, we see in this Parliament at this present this day. So, they need that 40 colleagues, because they have now to go and attend. But having said that, you will see us in your provinces very soon. We might not tell you when you are coming, if we feel like it. We might tell you if we are coming, but you will see us. Thank you very much for the invitation.